That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you've made the decision to join us for today's podcast. I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and I am here with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. How are you, Chuck?
Doing good, Doug. How are you doing, sir?
Very good, very good. It has been crazy here around the turn of the year at the Summit offices. We have been just busy. I know that there's a lot of folks that are looking around now, and a lot of folks that are reactivating on-site job postings that have been dormant for a while. Chuck, I'm seeing a lot of activity on my side of the fence. How are things looking in your world?
Oh yeah, just as busy as we've ever been. You know, talking to doctors all day long.
Yeah.
You know, there's you know, we're seeing a lot of like you said, the on-site jobs. I mean, those have always really been there. They just, you know, the remote kind of stole the show for a while. And
seems like it's stabilizing a little bit.
It is. I think that, you know, the frenzy has kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, everybody still needs the help. You know, remote's still big. We have tons of remote jobs. You know, every day we talk to new people that have not ever used remote readers outside the, you know, their group, and just, you know, that are bringing them on, that are open to it and just want to know how to structure it and you know, how it's working for other people and stuff like that.
It's created kind of an interesting market. It seems like that there's a lot of folks out there that on the physician side, not that they're getting spoiled, but they're just like, you know what, I only want to work from 1:32 in the afternoon till 8:57 at night. And they have a very precise scope of what they're looking for, and a lot of times we can find somebody that is looking for exactly what they're looking for, or are willing to accommodate that. But it's been wild with the candidates to see just how detailed and precise they are narrowing their
schedules.
Searches
they're
down
looking,
to.
Yeah, they're looking for better schedules.
Better schedules. But, you know, it's, and that's the beauty of, you know, I think that we've probably seen more on-site searches activated than in the last couple of weeks than we have in a while. I think that a lot of the folks were using the remote radiologist kind of as a band-aid just because of the nature of the market. But man, it seems like everybody is busy and everybody has more work than they can shake a stick at.
So what's big is the, you know, the, everybody needs help with the, 4 to midnight, the 3 to 11, the 2 to 10, whatever, the ER shift. And, you know, so if someone's looking, you know, like in a partnership looking to just, you know, have off half the year, that's probably the shift they should look at. I mean, you know, not many groups, we do have some, but not many groups are looking, you know, Monday through Friday and on the weekends, you know, but we do, you know, so if what we have a lot of and what we're seeing a lot of is the groups that are, you know, they're not necessarily looking for like a 7 on 7 off, but they're looking for partners that just want to read remote, but they're still offering partnership and full benefits. You know, of course, you know, they're working, you know, there's no on site, but they're, you know, if the group makes, you know, 600 or 650, then, you know, that's what they're going to make. I mean, reading 100 cases a day, whatever it is, you know, that's just what they're going to make, you know. So if somebody needs to make, you know, a 900 or whatever, then, you know, and they want to work remote, then they, you know, probably need to do something else and
sure,
read over 100 RVUs and just read as many films as they can. But, you know, there's a lot of good groups, solid guys, you know, no drama, easy to work with, you know, that just need the help and want to keep the contracts and, you know, don't require any on-site, taking same vacation, you know, working 40 to 42 weeks a year. You know, it's just, you know, partnership. You know, I mean, these groups are treating everybody fairly, more than fair, because you've got the guys that are on site that are still having to cover the weekends on site, which they're fine with that to get the other help, you know.
So, and, you know, I know it's kind of a wash. They might trade a little bit of extra work on, or they might cover something for one of the other guys. But it's good to see the market stabilizing. I know that Well, as far as the on-site opportunities go, man, we have got we've got quite a few new gigs that have popped up just in the. We've got a beautiful gig in coastal Florida. We got a great one in Metro Tennessee.
Hey, I want to say something about that, about the on-site stuff, real quick.
What's that?
Okay, so the what's really popular, and we're not. We're not suggesting this, and this is what groups are doing. People are entrenched. They have homes. They don't want to move, but they're willing to try and to travel a couple of weeks a month. And so they're going out, getting jobs that are, they have to travel to get to, working a couple weeks a month there, and then working a week at home, you know, remote.
And yeah. It seems like that, I'm thinking of a couple of the candidates that we were talking to this week. I mean, they have no interest in moving, but they're absolutely willing to make the commute and hop a flight and go work on site for a little bit, especially the guys that are in the interventional guys.
Yeah, but we've been focusing on remote so much because that's what everybody's been asking for, but never one time has any of the on-site jobs, you know, gone away. Everybody that we have remote for, we have probably 5 on-site jobs for every remote job we have.
Sure.
You know, so if somebody wants to go to a particular location, I mean, we have all those.
And I would even say this, if there's a specific location that you are looking for and you don't know about any opportunities in that area, I want to encourage you to reach out to us here at Summit. Number here is 817-483-4300. We have a team of people that can contact all of the groups, all the hospitals, all the docs in a specific geographic area. And if we don't already have something available in that area, we can usually find it, because I know that a lot of times doctors are trying to work. They're trying to do their reads. They don't have time to go looking for opportunities. They kind of want to be handled a little bit more like an athlete with a sports agent that has someone that can find the best opportunities that suit their needs or the geographic area that they're looking for and present them to them. It's not uncommon now for people to never truly relocate to the area where they're practicing. I mean, they might keep a house in Montana and just come out 2 weeks a month and then do the rest remote.
Yeah, we have a sweet gig, 17 weeks a year. So week on, 2 weeks off up in Michigan. And it's 1 year to partnership, starting out at $450. You know, partner money's between, you know, around $550 plus all the benefits plus the retirement. They put the max in the retirement. I mean, it's just that's for 17 weeks a year. That's 34 weeks off.
Yep.
35 weeks off a year.
Sweet gig. I know that we've got another one that's this is in Metro South Texas, and these guys in a desirable area. A lot of folks like it. They will either bring someone on and help and let them have a percentage of the profits, or they will make them a 1099 guy, or there's a lot of different ways that they're willing to skin the cat, but it's outpatient and it's a lifestyle practice. But we've got these opportunities that are, I mean, everybody needs a radiologist now. So if you are interested in finding out a little bit more about what's out there, reach out to one of our team members, because we can definitely even if you're not actively looking, if you just want to put an ear to the ground to hear kind of a little bit about what the market looks like out there, reach out to us, because we can kind of let you know what's going on there. I know that we've also got quite a few of these interventional radiologists that have been working in OBL type settings. And they're looking for OBL opportunities. So if you have an OBL, or if you need someone to come in and do limb salvage or peripheral vascular work, we have an active pool of candidates that we are already working with, where we could put your opportunity out in front of quite a few of the folks that are on the market right there. Chuck, is there any specific candidates or opportunities that you're wanting to mention?
So there's a couple things in the market that I'm seeing. So I talked to somebody this week, and they made, so these ERs are very busy. We'll do a whole podcast on this sometime, but they're very busy. And it's a lot of the reason that a lot of the doctors are telling me is that there's, you know, PAs and nurse practitioners, which, you know, hats off to them, but for working in the ERs. But they're apparently ordering a lot of stuff, and so it's just slamming these ERs and slamming these radiology groups with these cases. And so a guy today I was talking to proposed that, you know, maybe they're going to talk, or they did talk to the hospital, or were going to, about doing pay-per-click, because if the hospital had to pay per click,
probably motivate them to send a little less.
They would slow, they would be a little more analyzed, and he said they, you know, but, you know, so, and also too, we're seeing a lot of groups, I'm hearing a lot of groups are getting stipends from the hospitals, because what you're seeing is you're seeing the IR and the general together. See, the IR reimbursed low, but the hospitals want it. And the so we see IR guys pulling out, going to general only reading and making money. And, you know, they've got great work ethic anyway, because they've been reading and doing IR. They've been doing IR and reading in between. And so now they can make twice as much, you know, working, you know, half the time. But so what we're seeing these hospitals do is give stipends. So some of the on-site guys are making the same money, but they're doing the IR. They're probably reading less of the reads, but they're hiring these remote guys and they're doing the reads. And so it's kind of balancing out. So you're seeing a separation between the IR and the general, you know?
Yep. Well, I know that on the marketing side of things, we've actually seen an interesting uptick recently as well. We've got, for those of y'all that don't know, we also kind of work as intermediaries. If you are looking to sell your practice or to purchase a practice, you can reach out to our team members here. We can get an agreement to you, and then, you know, we can at least get you some connections of folks to talk to. But I know even this week we had someone that they are just at a point in their life where they're ready to retire from their OBL that they've built, and they reached out, and it didn't even take 24, 48 hours, and we had them on the phone with somebody that's legitimately interested in purchasing their practice. So if that's something that you're interested in as well, I know that there's a lot of turnover in the market. If you'd be interested in buying or selling a practice, reach out to us here, 817-483-4300. My extension's 1002. Chuck's is 1001. And either one of us will be happy to talk to you about that. But, man, there's a great demand in the market right now for all modalities. So if you, whether you are looking aggressively or you're just dipping your toes in the water, we can definitely let you know what's out there, because, man, it is an evolving market.
Yeah. And I want to say, we're just a couple of regular guys, dude. We talk to all these doctors and all these people at these hospitals, and that's where we're getting our information from. Yep. We're not making any of this stuff up. We're just talking to a lot of people every day, and we're just basically reporting on these podcast generalities of what we're seeing in the market.
And it's good, you know, because the average person, I mean, some of them network and some of them talk to a lot of folks, but sometimes people get siloed. They just see the things that are in their own organization.
Yeah, yeah. So this, yeah, exactly.
But we kind of, you know, we have the ability, just because of the sheer volume of people that we talk to kind of, we can see when the market is turning, and we can kind of get a little bit of more of a scope on what's happening. If we hear something more than a couple of times over the course of a couple of days, then usually it's an indicator that that there is some change on the horizon, because it's funny how it works that way. I mean, it's whether it's seasons or call it whatever you want. You know, one week everybody will be looking for a remote radiologist. The next week, everybody needs another interventional guy on their team member. But we try to keep a pretty decent pulse, and we get together and we have our team meetings, and everybody chimes in and lets us know the things that they're hearing out there and the things that they're seeing out there. And we have the joy and the privilege and the honor of sharing it with you, our listeners, of what we're seeing in the market today.
Right, amen. So, yeah, we've just been digging out from underneath all the emails and all the texts, and just now started making podcasts again since the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, the turn of the years is crazy, man.
We had a pie hangover, and
some of us had a little bit more pies than others, man. I think that I had to bust out a Santa outfit just so I'd have something to wear to work.
Yes, sir.
But anyways, so yeah, that's kind of what's going on in the world of the radiology recruiting this week. And I know that we've got a bunch of ideas and concepts of podcasts that we're going to be doing here pretty soon that will give you a little bit more of a scope of the different things that we're seeing.
And they can go to our website and sign up for the emails.
And also, just so y'all guys know, we on our website on the very front page, hiresps.com, that's hiresps.com, you can see all of our latest candidate profiles, all of our radiology jobs. You can actually go to /new radiology jobs too. And then you can sort by clicking a button whether you want to see what modalities you want to see in remote radiology. We try to make it pretty user-friendly there. And then at the top of that page as well, you can link to all of our social media profiles where we post all of our jobs and all of send out a lot of our candidates there too. But there is action on the horizon and a lot of great things happening in the world of recruiting. This is Doug Dayton and Chuck Jeter, and we just want to wish y'all guys a very happy new year. Chuck, any parting words for our listeners?
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Have a great day.